Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1. In Part 1, Imam Anwar Al-Awlaqi will cover the lives of Adam alayhi salam through Yunus alayhi salam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون.
So relate the story. Perhaps they may reflect.
فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون.
So relate the story. Perhaps they may reflect.
فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون.
So relate the story. Perhaps they may reflect.
Adam, Chief, Idris, Nuh, Hud, Salih, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Lut, Yaqub, Yusuf, Shu'aib, Ayyub, Dhul-Kifl, Musa, Harun, Yusha' bin Nun, Al-Yasa', Ilyas, Dawood, Sulaiman, Yunus, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وصلوات الله وسلامه عليه أجمعين.
أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتده.
They are those whom Allah has guided, so follow their guidance.
The lives of the prophets.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we relate unto you, O Muhammad, the best of stories through our revelations unto you of this Qur'an. And before this, you were among those who weren't aware of it. It is from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is revealing this to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to this ummah. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we relate unto you the best of stories. These are the best of stories because they are dealing with the best of creation. Some of the benefits of talking about the Anbiya, number one, because Rasulullah ﷺ was commanded to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ Relate unto them the stories. It's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to Rasulullah ﷺ that he must, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding him that he must narrate these stories unto the ummah. So it becomes a duty upon us to relate these stories. It becomes mandatory on us to convey the message of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their stories. So number one, we are doing this as a ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill a commandment of Allah. Number two, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
Relate and convey to them the stories. Why? So that they may reflect. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So they may contemplate. التفكر. These stories are not to entertain us. These stories are for us to derive lessons and reflect. And to contemplate. And to think about. To deeply reflect on them. That is what we need to do. Number three, another reason why it's extremely important to study the stories of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ.
They are those whom Allah has guided, so follow their guidance. They are the ones who are guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow them, to follow their guidance. Because they are the best. We need to have role models. It is very important for the human being to have a role model, especially in the early stages of our life. You find that every human being has role models. If they are not good, they're going to be bad. That is our makeup as human beings. We must have some role models. We must have some people whom we look up to. If we're not going to provide our children and our youth with the role models of the Anbiya and the role models of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the role models of the Sahaba, they're going to find role models somewhere else. Because human beings cannot live without role models. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must follow the way of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this instruction was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what should we do? فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اقْتَدِهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow their way. So we need to study the lives of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they can become our role models. Number four, to love them. Al-Mahabbah. If you do not know someone, you cannot love him. We all claim that we love the Anbiya of Allah. But if we don't know the details of their life, we don't know what they went through, how could we have respect for them? Abu Dharr came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him a question. قَالَ كَمْ عِدَّةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. What is the total number of Anbiya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 120,000 أَلْفَ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ 315 جَمَّنْ غَفِيرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is the number of the Anbiya? 120,000. And the messengers among them are 315. So the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 120,000. And the messengers, al-Rusul, are 315. I'm translating Nabi as Prophet. And Rasul as Messenger. So there are two different things. Nabi and Rasul. Nabi, the plural of it is Anbiya. Rasul, the plural of it is Rusul. So what is the difference between the Nabi and the Rasul? What is the difference between the Prophet and the Messenger? There are a few opinions of the ulama in this. One of them is that the Rasul is the Nabi who is given a law. The Rasul is a Nabi who is given a law. But the Nabi who is not a Rasul is following the law of another Rasul. So every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. Every prophet is not a messenger, but every messenger is a prophet. If a prophet is given a new law, then he becomes a Rasul and a Nabi. If he's not given a new law, then he is a Nabi only, a prophet. An example of that to make it a little bit clear. Musa is a Rasul. Musa is a Rasul. Why? Because he was given the Torah. But Harun is not a Rasul. Harun is a Nabi. Why? Because he is following the law of his brother. Harun is following the law of Musa. This is one difference that the ulama give to between Nabi and Rasul.